Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show 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 crowd of Solana.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot meat crowd and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, each other deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, the greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Queens, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's home. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You speak the fast while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey,
show me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show.
Hotman crowd, they're Solana. That's gonna be stuck in my head all day. Welcome into the Hockman Crowder and Solana Show. I'm Alex Dono, filling in for the guys today. Hawk and Solana are, I think, at their various synagogues, unless they go to the same synagogue. I guess anything's possible. Crowder is with his kids at the museum today. So that leaves me and Jimmy to mind the store today, to run the Hawkman Crowder Solana Show. And Jimmy, there's no better time for me to be here. I think I'm so pumped up. This is my favorite week of the year. Every year when you get that Miami versus Florida State build up, I live for this. And you know, for anyone who's watching on YouTube and Twitch, if we still do Twitch, no more Twitch.
No. We're not on YouTube and Twitch today, but we will be back.
We're not
today. No, we'll be back tomorrow.
I got all decked out in my Miami gear thinking people were going to be watching me on YouTube and Twitch. This is a real – I could have been wearing my pajamas or something, man. This is a real bummer. But, no, I'm especially excited for the game this year because Miami and FSU are both really good, and this game is really meaningful. You know, despite what just happened to Florida State and Charlottesville last weekend, you know, they still – the Seminoles have an opportunity – to, you know, pick up a win. You know, obviously I'm a Miami guy, so I don't want this to happen, but the Seminoles have an opportunity to pick up a rivalry win against the number three team in the country. And if they beat Miami, they are right back in the ACC title picture. You know, they're right back, you know, potentially in the college football playoff picture, because if they do beat my Hurricanes, you would think there's going to be talk about how Florida State can run the table the rest of the year, but I'm not expecting that to happen. My Hurricanes are making a business trip up to Tallahassee this weekend, and things that tend to travel well. Now, it's going to be Miami's first road game, so, you know, some questions will be answered, because all four of their previous outings have been at the friendly confines of Hard Rock Stadium. So first time on the road this year. Running games, defenses, trench play tend to travel very well. And Miami has been excellent in all of those areas. And with Miami's rushing attack, you know, behind that big offensive line, how much success we've seen Mark Fletcher and Marty Brown have already this season. Miami has been without, since a few snaps in the opening game, has been without Jordan Lyle, who was the original starting running back this year, has been banged up and hasn't played since the first half of the Notre Dame game. I think we could see Lyle back this week, right? I know the last couple of games, Cristobal has made it sound like they're about to come back. Lyle and JoJo Trader, another, you know, top player, wide receiver who we've barely seen this year. He's been saying for a couple of weeks, it seems like they're about to be healthy. They're about to come back. And it hasn't happened at this point, but Miami comes off a bye week. The two of them have been practicing. We spoke to Carson Beck on Tuesday, and he said that both of them, Lyle and Trader, made plays in practice on Tuesday. So if you can integrate these guys back into the game plan, I think Miami's got an opportunity. I think you know, both teams will have an opportunity to win this game, but I like Miami's chances as long as the Hurricanes take care of the football. And as long as the Hurricanes play assignment football on defense and don't let Thomas Castellanos run wild on you and don't allow Gus Malzahn's misdirection and eye candy to confuse and fool you, which is something Malzahn, now the OC at Florida State, is really good at and has been historically really good at it. I like the fact that Miami's defensive coordinator, Corey Heatherman, has had an extra week to prepare for this challenge. Miami is probably the most physical team in the country to this point, and they're going to need to bring their physicality with them to Doak Campbell Stadium this Saturday. We're going to have a fun show today, I think. We're going to have Don Bailey Jr. on around 3:30 p.m. I got a couple lines to feed to Don, courtesy of Hawk. So we're going to get Don ready for that Florida State broadcast. We'll also talk about the matchup and his expectations for Saturday. That'll be at 3:30. At 2:30, I'm going to bring on my co-host from Locked On ACC. I host Locked On Canes and Locked On ACC. And just one of my favorite people is Kenton Gibbs, who I host Locked On ACC with. We'll talk not only about Miami's game. You know, I'll ask him if he thinks Arch Manning is going to beat the Gators or if the Gators are going to pull off an upset. We'll talk about some of the other big games in college football this coming weekend. But before we get to all that, it is time, my friends, for some headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or at DoralKia.com. All right, looking around the country, folks, as mentioned, it is rivalry week for the Miami Hurricanes and Florida State Seminoles. Hurricanes are favored by 4.5 points on the road at Florida State. Miami at 4-0, FSU 3-1. They just suffered that upset loss on the road in Charlottesville, Virginia. Kickoff is going to be set for 7:30 p.m., and you can listen to the game right here on 104.3 FM WQAM. We're going to have like 11 hours of coverage. I'm going to be, you talk about the Pricito, Jimmy, I'm going to be drinking Cafecito all day on Saturday because we got postgame till 2 in the morning. And, you know, that's not going to be that difficult for me if Miami wins. But if Miami loses that game, it's going to be like 3 hours of torture for me from 11 p.m. to 2 p.m. But no matter what happens, I'm going to be sucking down the colada, the Cuban coffee, to make myself ready to stay up very late. Roster moves for the Miami Dolphins this week. It's been a busy one after that Monday night victory against the New York Jets, but a victory that came at a price because, unfortunately, Miami lost Tyreek Hill to that dislocated knee, ligament injuries that came with that. So Tyreek Hill has been placed on injured reserve. His season is over. Is his Dolphins career over? That's something we can circle back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back to, because there was just an article written about that by Barry Jackson in the Miami Herald, some reporting from Josh Moser from WSVN, courtesy of Drew Rosenhaus, who is Tyreek Hill's agent, that sounds like they don't want his Miami Dolphins career to be over, that they want him to play for Miami when he returns. They say he will be ready to go next season. Will that actually happen? Have we seen Tyreek in a Dolphins uniform for the final time? Certainly this season we have, but what about the future? So he's been placed on IR. The Dolphins have to take up his roster spot. They have brought back receiver Cedric Wilson. Remember him? He was a Dolphin a couple of years ago. He was on the New Orleans Saints practice squad. Wilson, I think, is coming off an injury of his own. So the Dolphins replaced an injured receiver with a not quite as injured receiver who's been on a practice squad. I mean, listen, I hope it works out. And I think the reason why the Dolphins made this move for Cedric Wilson is because when you have the necessity to make a move like this, you know, mid-season, early season, the season's already underway. If you can find somebody who already knows your offense and you can find somebody who's already played with your quarterback and played in this scheme before, you know, that's going to make Cedric Wilson maybe more attractive than some of the other pieces who are available this time of year. It's slim pickings this time of year when you're talking about poaching guys off of practice squads. So I understand why they made the Cedric Wilson move. Don't expect Wilson to be like a direct replacement for Tyreek Hill. The rest of the way, Jaylen Waddle's got to step up. Malik Washington has to step up and fill a bigger role. And when I say Waddle has to step up, basically I mean he needs to stay healthy and consistent. Because, you know, when Tua and Waddle, when they have their special connection going that dates back to Alabama, Waddle can take over games. We just tend to not see it consistently throughout a season. And, you know, he's had trouble staying healthy throughout the course of a year. So Jaylen Waddle has to be at his best. Malik Washington, who I really like, is going to have to play a bigger role. You know, Devon Achane, who already does a lot for for this offense, not just running the football, but catching passes. I would imagine Achane is going to have an even bigger workload now to try to make up the receptions that you lose from Tyreek Hill. And Darren Waller, it was really, really nice to see him debut against the Jets and have some big grabs in that game. So I'd like to see that as a sign of things to come. And listen, as a Dolphin fan, I feel like I'm in the usual state of Miami Dolphin purgatory, right? Where you start your season 0-3. It's almost mathematically impossible to come back and make the playoffs. But you do have a friendly stretch of games coming up. So I would like to see the Dolphins turn that Monday night victory against the New York Jets, where basically the Dolphins just allowed the Jets to make enough mistakes that Miami could beat them. Three New York Jets turnovers, no Miami Dolphins turnovers, plus three in the turnover margin in a 27-21 win where your rushing defense couldn't seem to stop anybody. That was the recipe for success. Dolphins have Carolina in Carolina coming up on Sunday. They'll face the Panthers on the road. And the Dolphins are 1.5-point favorites. That's going to be a Sunday 1 p.m. kickoff. One other roster move, though, that I missed here. You heard about this one, I'm sure. The Dolphins have released former second-round draft pick, cornerback Cam Smith. Not to pile on here, but it's like how many failed early-round draft picks are we going to allow Chris Greer to have before they start to ask some serious questions in that front office? And Cam Smith, I think, in a two-year stretch was the only first or second round pick the Dolphins had. They took Cam Smith 51st overall. And one of the big reasons why they did that was Cam Smith was college roommate and teammate of Chris Greer's son. So that was, oh, we know this guy better than anyone else does. And we know something about Cam Smith that nobody else knows. Well, okay. What did you know about Cam exactly? Maybe you should have known this guy in 3 years wouldn't contribute to the football team. First year of Cam Smith was the Vic Fangio year. And, you know, a lot of Dolphin fans were like, what is this Fangio doing? He's got Cam Smith in the doghouse. Let Cam Smith play. Fangio doesn't know how to run his personnel. You know, turns out, and, you know, Cam Smith may have been the problem there. Didn't get on the field in 2 years of Anthony Weaver either. Did have injury troubles, though, Smith. And, you know, not only was Cam Smith released, but Mike McDaniel did specifically say, we're not going to keep him on the practice squad either. That it's, you know, it's best for both parties to move on. It's usually not a great sign. So, you know, maybe this will be the wake-up call that Cam Smith needs. If he gets his next opportunity in the NFL, he will make the most of it, because he certainly didn't make the most of this one. So, you know, first, second round picks, you know, I don't know how many of these we have to incorrectly use. Not that all of them were incorrectly used, because, you know, I like Chop Robinson. I like him a lot. All right. So moving on from your Miami Dolphins, who play in Carolina Sunday at 1 p.m., Miami Heat have extended forward Nikola Jovic. It's a four-year, $62.4 million extension that's going to kick in next year, not this season, the season after. That's going to keep the Serbian under contract until the end of the 2029-2030 season. I like this move for Jovic because, first of all, and I know, like, he's a player that, like, hasn't fully broken out yet, and I think that's why the Heat were able to get a lot of value on this deal. I think it averages out to a little over $15 million per year. That's a bargain. Like, that, you know, and even if Jovic, like, doesn't turn out to be elite, you know, the average NBA contract is in the $14 million and change range. So he's getting paid just above average in a deal that locks him in at that rate for five seasons. This year, he's still on his rookie deal, and then four seasons after that. Salary cap goes up every single year. I think this deal is a big-time bargain. So it means one of two things, and either of these can work out in the Heat's favor. Possibility number one, you've locked down a guy who is about to become a franchise cornerstone for 4 years, and there's no option. Like, he can't opt out of the last year. you know, it's a no option deal for 4 years. So you've either locked up a guy who's going to be a foundational player for you, or option two is you've locked down a team friendly contract of someone who could be used as a trade chip to bring in the next whale. So either Jovic is part of your future, or his favorable contract becomes attractive to pull off a deal for another NBA superstar. So I think either way, it's a really good piece of business for the Miami Heat. You know, and I know the expectations heading into the season, they're in training camp now, preseason starting soon. I know the expectations aren't all that high. I think the over-under is around 37 and a half wins, which, you know, kind of tells you you're in for like a fight for a play-in type of season. But at least I can say this was a good contract written up, and I trust the Heat organization at some point, hopefully very soon, to turn it around. And I know Bam feels a lot, you know, more bullish on the Heat than a lot of the media people do right now. So hopefully that plays out this year and this team can surprise some people. Speaking of extensions, the Florida Panthers have extended defenseman Nico Mikkola's contract, signing him to an 8-year, $40 million deal that's going to keep him with the team through the 2033-2034 season. So I like that move as well for Mikkola. And, man, everybody wants to play for these Florida Panthers. And they play a preseason game tonight, by the way, in Tampa. It's going to be 7 o'clock. I think we're the Tampa Bay Lightning's daddy. So the Florida Panthers will be playing their sons. And I think they changed the name of that arena. It was like, it's like something Bank Arena now. I don't know. It's frustrating to keep up with all these name changes of arenas, but they're going to be whatever out at Tampa Bay. The Panthers are going to play a preseason game tonight. You know, the big story, of course, for the Panthers over the past week has been the injury to Sasha Barkov, which, ironically enough, one of the biggest updates we've gotten on Barkov's timetable actually came from Miami Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra. Weird, right? So Eric Spoelstra, in a media session the other day, you know, because he's a huge Barkov fan, he talked to Barkov, and I guess Barkov told Spo that he's going to be back within 5 to 6 months, which would take us... Oh, Jimmy, I'm going to do live math. I apologize to everyone listening because I got to count it on my fingers. So if it's October right now, November would be 1 month, December, January, February. So we're talking March or April. Like, we're talking possibly by or before the playoffs, Sasha Barkov could be ready to help the Panthers make a run to a third consecutive Stanley Cup. And Spo spilled the beans. And you know what? I don't know how Paul Maurice feels about that. I was listening to Tobin and Leroy earlier, and Tobin made a great point. It's like the Panthers organization gave like a 7 to 8 month timeline, which would be, you know, possibly not in time for a playoff run for Barkov's recovery. But then Barkov is apparently he's a fast healer. At least he thinks he is. Tells Spo something different. If I'm Paul Maurice, I'm like, hey, hold on. Like, what are you doing? I mean, is Paul Maurice going to start giving Tyler Hero updates now? Like, I don't know what's going on there. You know what I'm going to need Spo to do? I'm going to need Eric Spoelstra to start giving me the scoop on Jordan Lyle and JoJo Trader for the Miami Hurricanes, because we, you know, Mario Cristobal keeps the Hurricanes injury info completely locked up in a vault. Like, good luck getting anything. If I can show up to Heat training camp tomorrow and say, hey, Spo, by the way, is JoJo, is he good to go against Florida State? Jordan Lyle, what's going on there? Maybe I can get something from Spo, because I'm not getting much of anything from Mario Cristobal. But hopefully that timeline plays out for Sasha, because I'd like to see him back sooner rather than later. The Cats take on, I mentioned, the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight, 7 o'clock in preseason. Let's get to weather. Weather is sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Rude AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. It's currently sunny and about 87 degrees. A little warm out there. But I am seeing about a 45% chance of rain around 6 o'clock. So right around when we're done with the show. I mean, Jimmy, make sure, because I don't have a window where I'm sitting right now. Can you look out the window? It's not raining, correct? Just verify my weather report.
Correct. It's not raining right now.
All right, I want to make sure I got that right. because I got my window in here. I've got it. I've got the blinds down. I can't actually see. I'm assuming the info I get from the weather app is correct. But that is your weather, my friends. And folks, again, we got a fun 2 o'clock hour fun show coming up. I realize I don't know how to work the new text line. They may have changed something when we moved to FM, but I am open to your X posts or your tweets. So if you want to get at me, at Alex Dono on X, Dono spelled D-O-N-N-O, send me a post on X if you're listening to the show and you have anything to add to the conversation. We'll be talking more Dolphins, more Hurricanes, more Heat, more Florida Panthers for the next 3.5 hours. When we come back, we're going to talk some more college football, talk some Miami versus Florida State with my very good friend and co-host of Locked On ACC, Kenton Gibbs. He will join us next right here on Hockman, Crowder, and Solana on FM 104.3 WQAM.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
This will be a 34-yard try, and this is for a win. This could be for a national championship. It's up. Nested to the right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back into the Hawk and Crowder Show. Big football weekend coming up. None bigger than this one when it comes to the state of Florida. Miami taking on Florida State. Miami at number 3, Florida State number 18. Let's go out now to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline and bring in a very good friend of mine who happens to co-host Locked On ACC with me. He's a former NC State defensive lineman. He hosts Locked On ACC with me. He also hosts Locked On Wolfpack. Kenton Gibbs is with us now. KG, how you doing?
I'm great as always, man. It feels weird being introduced as a guest host by you. You know, we just do our thing every day, so it's kind of strange, but I like it.
Yeah, man. If we're not talking on Locked On ACC, I'm bugging you to join the radio show as well. Kenton cannot avoid me. I am inevitable, like Thanos when it comes to Kenton Gibbs. And Kenton, let's start with this Miami at Florida State matchup. How much of what you saw for FSU against Virginia affects the way that you look at this game, or do you think Florida State is going to bounce back from that regardless?
I don't really look at that game as a great indicator of who Florida State is. I more so see that as a moment where it confirmed what I kind of already thought about Florida State in terms of, were they ready to be the team that was the hunted instead of the hunter? In this game against Miami, we know they're coming in hunter mentality. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, right? Like, that's what this game is going to be. The Virginia game had trap written all over it. It was on the road. It was against a quote-unquote inferior opponent, a team that hadn't been to a bowl game in a handful of years. And this was right before a top-10 matchup at home. Everything was there. Everything was there to say they're going to overlook this game and it'd be a trap game. And, Donald, you know firsthand, the Florida State fans were all in the comments telling us what type of idiots we were for even mentioning the possibility of Florida State losing to the lowly UVA Hoos. And now all of a sudden we have the field storming to end all field storming. So it's not really much of a difference. I will say I expected Florida State to come in as the hunters regardless. This is just going to be a game that shows us how well do they respond to getting punched in the mouth.
All right, you've paid close attention to Miami so far this season, and you're, of course, a big line of scrimmage guy, having played defensive tackle in the ACC. What does Miami have to do, Kenton, to go into Tallahassee and win this game on Saturday?
Bain and Mezidor have to have a day. They have to have a day against the run. The reality is, when you play this Florida State team, their passing game, pretty good. Deuce, Thomas Castellanos, great combo, really good combo. The reality is the run sets the table and makes it difficult to double team Deuce. That's what happens there. I was watching the UVA game, like, why are they not just lean a safety over there? What's going on? And then upon rewatching the film, I'm seeing they kept an extra body in the box to stop the run, which for all that Deuce did in that game, I believe he went off for over 150 yards, over one touchdown, could have been two if he didn't do his best bobbling impression at the end there. The reality is this was still a game where you had to stop the run. UVA knew that. UVA accomplished that effectively enough to come away with a win. So those two are going to have a day against the run. If they think, oh, this week is going to be a big week for pass rushing and we're going to have a stat game and a party in the backfield at the quarterback, nah, buddy. Unless you get Florida State down a ton early, you are going to have to defend the run all night long.
Yeah, I mean, and a little bit more on that, and I'm glad you're here to speak on this as a former defensive lineman. This is more of a game where you're not as much trying to sack the quarterback. You're trying to contain him in the pocket, right? Because sometimes if you overcommit to get a sack, that's when Castellanos gets out of the pocket and he beats you.
Well, yes, but also I'm against the whole build a fence thing because it sometimes handicaps your defensive lineman. Instead of building a fence sounds good in theory until you actually get into the practice of it and you say, well, you know, just keep your outside arm and leg free and stay disengaged. There's a reason that there's the phrase, there's holding on every play. Offensive linemen are going to get away with it every time. If your thought is, let me just keep my outside arm and leg free to keep him from getting outside me, there's a very good chance that all of a sudden that offensive line does a little tug of the jersey, the ref doesn't throw a flag, which, Dono, you and I have seen it, and we've commented on it. These ACC refs have cost multiple teams already this year wins with throwing or not throwing up a flag. You don't want that to be the case. I would say let your rushers rush free, but tell them rush free but mindfully, right? Like, yes, you're rushing free, do your thing, But please be aware, everybody has to respect their pass rush lanes. If we respect the pass rush lanes, we'll be fine. Now, the minute that somebody calls themselves hopping inside without there being a game called, or the minute somebody sees themselves looping around without there being a stunt or something like that, sending somebody in the tag, you're now in a very, very deleterious situation for your defense, because now you've created those very wide lanes for Castellanos to get through. But generally, I would say Miami's defensive line is talented enough. Just rush, dude. Just rush, but be mindful.
We're joined here by former NC State defensive lineman Kenton Gibbs, who co-hosts Locked On ACC with me. He's also the host of Locked On Wolfpack. All right, so I asked you about like Miami's path to victory. Flip it around for me. If Florida State is going to win this game, what do they have to do?
Stay ahead of the sticks. Stay ahead of the sticks. Stay ahead of the sticks offensively. Defensively, take away the ball. Take away the ball. For all that Carson Beck has been this year, for as good as he's been, he's put the ball in danger multiple times this year. Defenses just have not been able to take advantage. And Miami's receiving core, wow, right? Like, who could have guessed that they would make the type of plays that they've been making so far? But the reality is, unless Miami just does have a bunch of bona fide stars outside, which is a possibility, there will come a day, there will come a time where they can't keep bailing out Carson Beck by making these crazy acrobatic catches or by turning little piece of nothing screens into big plays. It's going to be a moment where if Florida State can take the ball away defensively and offensively, they can run the ball, stay ahead of the sticks, not let Reuben Bain get into that situation where he's most comfortable. When that man is coming downhill at your quarterback, oh, I don't care who you got back there. Unless it's prime Mike Vick, watch out, brother. So the reality is I would probably say stay ahead of the sticks offensively and get you a couple takeaways defensively, which will most likely come through the air as opposed to on the ground. Because, again, Carson Beck is willing to make those throws into tight windows. All you got to do, make one or two of those tight window throws go the other way. All of a sudden, we could be looking at a very different ball game in which, you know, Thomas Castellanos said there will be a field storming in Tallahassee. So there may be a field storming here if they can take that ball away.
You know, it's funny. So I did an episode of Locked On, or at least a segment on an episode of Locked On Canes about that, because he said it. You know, he was in an interview, Castellanos, with you know, Eric McClain, who you and I both really respect on ACC Network, and his podcast co-host Kelly Gramlich, and Castellanos, and like he doesn't talk in like an antagonistic way, but he can't filter himself. So he always seems to say things, even though he's always smiling, very good-natured guy, but he always seems to say things that turn into bulletin board material. Like, he cannot help himself. And you know, he made this comment about how he's like, yeah, you know, I've never been part of two field rushings in one season. And then Kelly Gramlich was like, oh, yeah, because it happened at Virginia and at Florida State. He's like, no, I mean on the good side. So he's talking about another field rushing this week. But, you know, Kenton, I think you and I both feel strongly that in the Miami versus Florida State rivalry, where these programs consider themselves peers, equals, I don't feel like either side should rush the field beating the other one at home.
I 1,000% agree. If you rush the field after beating your biggest rival or one of your biggest rivals, that implies that you are bigger than me. NC State has beaten North Carolina, I want to say, four times straight, maybe five. Who knows? Bill Belichick is there. It's probably going to be five at the end of this season. But the reality is we don't rush the field after beating them because we're like, this is the norm. This is what people should expect. You got to go back to the time where people that look like me weren't allowed in the school to find a window in which North Carolina is winning this rivalry in a lopsided fashion. So if I'm Florida State, I'm not storming the field if I beat Miami. And if I'm Miami, I'm definitely not storming the field if I beat Florida State. I think either way it goes, there should be no field storming in this game in particular. Now, I do understand the angle of, hey, this is a top five win, but it's a top five win at home when you're a ranked team, when you're a team who has vaulted up the boards in terms of odds to win the conference, odds to make the playoffs, odds to win the national championship. So if your eye is on something bigger, this can't become your Super Bowl, even post-win.
Hey, let me ask you, when you played, and you know, you were part of, as you mentioned, the NC State North Carolina rivalry. When reporters are asking you questions, how did you how deep did you go into like the rivalry, or did Dave Doran, who you played for, was he kind of like, hey guys, don't give any bulletin board material? Because Mario Cristobal is very much like that. Like he wants his players not to give anything to the media that's going to give the opponent something to latch onto. I don't feel like Mike Norvell subscribes to that philosophy, because I hear Earl Little Jr. is saying, oh, this game's going to be a bloodbath. And Norvell talks about how it's going to be a really emotional game. Whereas you ask anybody from Miami, oh, it's another opponent, another business trip. How did you approach a rivalry game like this?
Yeah, I mean, it was always for me, you know, I hate those guys and I don't like them. I can't stand them. They're the worst thing in the world in private. But in public, hey, I got a great group of guys over there. You know, they're going to do their best. They're going to do what they do. You know, they're going to do what they do. And it's our job to stop it, all that type of good stuff. But I will say this. Coach Doran was much more the laissez-faire type coach. He was let it roll high. Yeah. You know, he would always say the political answers, but he wouldn't be upset at the players for saying, you know, what was on their heart or what was on their mind. But he would say, now you got to go back it up. If you're going to talk that talk, now you got to go back it up. And that's where I'm sure Norvell is with his team as well, because at the end of the day, we're not looking at a situation or a team that we can say, hey, you know, you haven't said anything inflammatory. You haven't said anything to upset anybody. We're just going to go out there and play our best game. No. Some guys got to back up some talk at this point. And so that's kind of the mode of operation there. But, you know, even with a rivalry, at the end of the day, I approach every single game like this game could be the difference between the scout seeing me and the scout not seeing me. This game could be the difference between retiring with my mom and her still having to go to work. So regardless of if it's a rival or not, every single game for me meant that much. Some people like to play into the rivalry aspect of it. I tend to say don't mess with whatever guys like or whatever makes them play their best football. But at the end of the day, this is a very, very intriguing kind of contrast or juxtaposition of styles of doing it between Cristobal and Miami and the very business, like, hey, we just handle our business. We got to go 1-0. And Florida State on the other side, it's going to be a bloodbath and we're going to storm the field and we don't like those guys. This is going to be emotional. Very interesting to see the contrast.
Yeah, and you said something earlier about, you know, Dave Doran's approach. If you're going to talk, you better back it up. And I want to be completely fair to Tommy Castellanos that he talked a lot before Bama, and he backed it up. Like, I give him full credit for that. Like, all, you know, we were having a laugh about the whole Nick Saban isn't there to save you comment, how ridiculous that sounded before the game when they were, you know, 2-touchdown underdogs or whatever it was. And then it aged very well. So, you know. I got to give Castellanos credit for that. Moving on here with Kenton Gibbs, co-host with me of Locked On ACC, former NC State defensive lineman. You know, Kenton, in the ACC, I think a big story through these first 5 weeks is just how much Clemson has struggled. I mean, the Clemson Tigers preseason, a lot of people had them, you know, in the national championship game. Almost everybody had Clemson winning the ACC. They're 1-3 on the year, 0-2 in conference. What's going wrong up there in Clemson, South Carolina for Dabo Swinney?
Well, I think the better question is what's going right for the Tigers? I mean, with all due respect, I don't see many things that they are towards the top of the conference or even good in. This is really and truly one of those, other than that, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln, type of deal. If I had to tell you, guess where Kay Klubnik is in terms of passing yards in the conference, what number would you say?
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea. I'm going to guess 8th out of 17. I don't know.
12. Huh. Yes. If I was to go a little bit deeper into this and say, well, in terms of team stats, you know, they've got to be better, especially on the defensive side of the ball, Dono. They've got a Terrell brother over there. They've got two players that are supposed to go in the top 10 in terms of you know, defensive linemen, Peter Woods and A.J. Park, or T.J. Parker, rather.
T.J., yeah.
If I was to ask you, Dono, where do you think that team ranks in terms of total points allowed per game? Give me a wild guess.
Oof. In the ACC out of 17 teams, I don't know, 5th?
8th. Hey, this team, they're not particularly good at anything. I can't name one thing that I could look at with Clemson and say, hey, they're really great at doing this. They're really great at doing that. And the worst part is, you know, there were concerns about their safeties coming in, but we thought that between the corners and the pass rush, they'll be good enough to cover it up. No part of Clemson has been good enough. No part from Dabo down has been good enough this year. And so you're looking at the consequences of that. You're looking at the consequences of a team that out of 17 teams, Donald, out of 17, they are 14th in yards per game.
Oof.
Trailed every game except game one by double digits. And the only game that they've won this year was a double-digit comeback against the mighty, mighty Troy Trojans. This is just, you know, you're looking at this team, and when you say what has gone wrong, the better question would be what has gone right. The passing game hasn't been on par. The running attack has been as sparse as we imagined it would be coming in. The defense in terms of stopping the run looks like a repeat of last year. The defense in terms of stopping the pass, much worse than they were last year. It's truly just a debacle all the way around.
Wow. All right, last thing. I got to circle back to Miami and Florida State because I realize I can't end this conversation without getting your pick. Who wins on Saturday between the Canes and Seminoles?
You know, people tell me I have a tendency to blow VA, so I'm going to keep this one short and sweet, okay? The team with Reuben Hurricane Bain walking through that door for them wins this ball game because he's walking through that door for them. I think Miami rolls in this one.
I love it. Yeah, you know, I saw that this one Florida State, I can never tell who's like engagement farming or not, but there was this Florida State fan on X that said, legitimate question, who is Reuben Bain? I don't know other teams' players. And then, of course, you can imagine what the responses from Miami fans looked like on that one.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what, even if I didn't know any other team's players, if I was to watch his tape for the first time and say to myself, oh, we've got to block that guy, I'm not sure I would sleep. And I'm not even the offensive coordinator. I'm not sure that I would get a good night's sleep thinking about him.
Well, we appreciate your time as always. Make sure you check out Kenton. I have a great time with Kenton every day on Locked On ACC. Check that out wherever you get your podcasts. Also, check him out on Locked On Wolfpack. You know, I know they've had some interesting conversations the last few days after that Virginia Tech game, so I'll leave it at that. Kenton, thank you so much for the time, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dono. Anytime, brother.
Love it. That was really good stuff there from Kenton Gibbs. Remember, in the 3 o'clock hour, around 3:30, we're going to talk with Miami Hurricanes color analyst and former team captain Don Bailey Jr. And don't worry, for those who want to make sure Don gets his lines, I was given, I'm not going to spoil them, but I was given two lines. They're not movie lines or song lyrics. I was given two lines from Hawk that I'm going to relay to Don Bailey Jr. coming up at around 3:30. We'll get into the 3 o'clock hour. And all the magic that comes with that when we come back. By the way, Kenton Gibbs was on with us via the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Hold on. Yes, join the Toyota of Hollywood hotline where you shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Toyotaofhollywood.com. So we will talk with Don Bailey Jr. next hour, 3 p.m. coming up next here on 104.3 FM WQAM.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.